Planeta bolilor rare.
I am Dan Alexandru Tiberiu, and I'm inviting you at Radio Loro today to find out more about rare diseases at the Planet of Rare Diseases. We will find out more about a profession that we don't know very well in Romania. It is medical writing. I try to find out more about it on Wikipedia. A medical writer working with doctors, scientists, and other subject matter experts creates documents that effectively and clearly describes research results, product use, and other medical information. The medical writers also ensures that their documents comply with regulatory journal or no guidelines in terms of content, format, and structure. Medical writing as a function became established in the pharmaceutical industry because the industry recognized that it requires special skills to produce very well-structured documents that present information clearly and concisely. All new drugs go through the increasingly complex process of clinical trials and regulatory procedures that lead to market approval. This demand for the clear articulation of medical science drives the demand for well-written, standard-compliant documents that medical professionals can easily and quickly read and understand. Similarly, medical institutions engage in translational research, and some medical writers have experience offering writing support to the principal investigators for grant applications and specialized publications. Today we have an interview with a medical writer who will tell us more about his job. This is Neil Morrison from the UK.
Yes, certainly. So my name is Neil Morrison, and I'm the owner of Harrier Consultancy, which is a medical communications company in Lancaster in the UK. And my involvement in rare diseases has grown a lot over the years since I started as a medical writer. When I started, really, there was no work on rare diseases at all. It was all the big blockbuster diseases, if you like, diabetes and hypertension and such. But certainly over the last 5 years or so, I think the focus of pharmaceutical companies has switched more and more to the rare diseases, and the work that I get given is going that way too. I think it's because the lab-based scientific work that's been done over the past decades has really opened up new ways of looking at these diseases and treating them, and it's really coming to fruition in the availability of new types of treatment, whether it be gene therapy or enzyme or substrate replacement therapy. So as time's gone on, I've been lucky to work with several pharma companies on Gaucher disease, Pompe, Fabry, Prader-Willi syndrome, lots of rare diseases that I would never really have got to work on when I first started this job.
Nice. And what exactly does it mean to be a medical writer?
Well, it can mean a lot of different things. It's quite a wide-ranging job, but at the heart of it all really is the effective communication of science to a specific audience, whether that would be doctors, scientists, patients, or regulatory authorities. So when I first started out, I worked as a regulatory medical writer, so preparing reports on new clinical trials and the documents that pharmaceutical companies need to send to the government and regulatory agencies to get a license to market their new drug. But as time's gone on, I've tended to do more around communication to doctors and patients. So working with pharmaceutical companies who want to tell physicians about new treatment, or I think particularly when working in rare diseases, to educate those physicians about how to recognize and diagnose a patient and what to do with them when they do actually find them. One of the things, you know, outside of the very specialist physicians who are working in these rare diseases, most doctors will easily go through an entire career, perhaps seeing only one or two patients with each of these diseases. So it's important to make sure that they know about the symptoms of rare diseases, because at least then they will perhaps think about the possibility of that disease when they see a patient, even if it's really unlikely that it is that disease.
Is it what you supposed at the beginning?
No, I don't think it is. I don't think I could have imagined how big the medical writing industry would become. over the years, and I certainly couldn't have imagined that I'd be working on the types of projects and the types of diseases that I get to work on now. So it has changed a lot since I started.
Do you think that will become more important in the coming years?
I think there'll always be a need for scientists and doctors to communicate well between themselves and for doctors to communicate well to patients. And I think that kind of need is only going to increase as we learn more about medicine and more treatments become available. And like I said earlier, medicine's becoming more and more specialized every day, really, and it's impossible for one doctor to know everything about everything, every kind of disease. So it's important we help by educating them on this new science and the new treatments that are coming forward as clearly and as simply as possible. And part of my job is to make sure that it's the clear writing and communication that can help to explain these really complex ideas and improve everyone's understanding.
Yeah, I completely understand you. What do you think? How can we as people can spread the word faster about medical writing, so not only doctors and those that are having those diseases will be interested?
Yeah, I think it is one of those careers that is very much focused on scientists and physicians, but I do believe that good writing is valuable for absolutely everyone, and particularly, you know, working with patient associations and rare diseases. I think making sure you get that message across effectively and helping to educate your patients well is really important. So I would always recommend the use of a good writer, whether that's a specific medical writer or someone who enjoys and is good at writing, to make sure that message gets across very clearly. I mean, writing at its heart is basically just a way to get your message across, whether that's teaching people the signs and symptoms of Gaucher disease or explaining why you're unhappy with your mobile phone to someone. If the writing's poor, then your reader is using most of their brain to try and figure out what you mean, whereas if the writing's good, it allows them to use that brain power to think about what you're saying and then hopefully act on it. So I do think it's very important for everyone.
And of course, the medical industry and, well, medicine in general has a lot of technical terms and, they are hard to understand. How do you overcome this obstacle so that everyone can understand what you're saying?
Well, there's no getting around the fact that medicine does have its share of technical terms. But I think often the problem most medical writers find, or where they can really help scientists and doctors out, is that they're almost taught to write in a very scientific way. When you're taught to write a scientific paper, for example, to go into New England Journal of Medicine or whatever it would be, you're taught to write it very formally. And that is great for educating other scientists or making sure that data gets across in an accurate way, but it's not appropriate really for educating sort of patients and such like. So it's important to take that high science work and translate it, if you like, into something that can be understood clearly by the majority of people, but without taking away the scientific accuracy within it. But you're absolutely right. You know, Gaucher, Pompe, Fabry, these are terms that are always going to be needed when discussing these diseases, but if you explain them well and clearly and simply to your audience, you can be sure they're intelligent enough to understand what you're meaning.
Well, thank you, and we would like to ask you if you have a message for our listeners at Radio Norm.
Yes, I know it's very upsetting to be diagnosed with any disease, but if it's something you've heard of, perhaps like diabetes, you know there's some kind of help and treatment there for you. But with a diagnosis of a rare disease, perhaps one you've never even heard of before, I can only imagine that diagnosis must make you feel very scared and very lonely. So my message is, don't be lonely, because you're not the only one. First of all, there's no such thing as rare, really, in a world of 7 billion people. So take some time, find your local patient association, talk to other people, talk to your doctor, get all the information you need, and most of all, remember there are a lot of very, very clever, dedicated scientists and doctors out there who are working very hard to help you. So don't give up hope.
Thank you very much. That was very beautiful.
Excellent. No, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Educational medical writing means writing documents about drugs, devices, and biologics for general audiences and for specific audiences such as healthcare professionals. These include sales literature for newly launched drugs, data presentations for medical conferences, medical journal articles for nurses, physicians, and pharmacies, consumer education and programs, and enduring materials for continuing education or continuing medical education. Other types of medical writing include journalism and marketing, both of which can have a medical writing focus. Regardless of the type of medical writing, companies either assign it to an in-house writer or outsource it to a freelance or contract medical writer. I am Dan Alexandro Tiberio, and I'm inviting you again next week at the Rare Diseases Planet. Thank you.
Ascultă Radio Noro, vocea pacienților.